Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
And welcome to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler, and this is Topically Yours. Now, if none of you have seen the show After Midnight at the Brooks Atkinson Theater, which is located, by the way, at 256 West 47th Street, and that's between Broadway and 8th Avenue, well, you really should. It's a return to the Harlem Renaissance era of the Cotton Club, when Harlem was all the rage. And I have to say, the show is packed with talent like Dooley Hill and Adrian Lennox. And as of April 1st, Vanessa Williams joined the cast for a limited engagement. So if you want to catch Vanessa, better hurry. Now, Vanessa is no stranger to Broadway. I saw her in the Tony-nominated show Trip to Bountiful with Cecily Tyson and Cuba Gooding, and that show was nothing short of spectacular. Miss Williams received a Tony nomination for her role in Into the Woods. She appeared in Kiss of the Spider Woman, Sondheim on Sondheim, and St. Louis Woman as well. And she's no novice in the music recording genre either, having garnered as a singer 11 Grammy nominations. She's a multi-platinum recording artist, I should say, who has sold millions of albums around the world. And her movies include Soul Food, Shaft with Samuel L. Jackson, and Eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I know most of you remember her in the TV role Desperate Housewives and Ugly Betty. Well, now that I've whetted your appetite, it's time to talk to the lady herself. We have Vanessa Williams with us. So let's
how you doing?
Into the show.
Thank you
Bye.
So much.
How are you? How's your day
all,
going?
All good over here.
Well, all the genres that you have been involved in, your career must be going quite strong. If you can't do one, you can do the other.
You know, I've been lucky to not have a fallback, but just another challenge that happens to, you know, when one door closes, another door opens. And I've been able to, you know, jump from genre to genre, and you know, I think it all comes back down to having my musical theater background. You know, I majored in musical theater in college, so I got a chance to have an acting and dance and music all training, and also do theater. So it's a great discipline because I get a chance to flex and use different muscles depending on where the job is, and I get a chance to work with phenomenal people.
Well, it sounds like it's a lot of hard work to go from one role to another. Like this has After Midnight, since it's so energetic, has that been a challenge for you?
Well, it's a challenge just, you know, getting up there 8 shows a week, but the fact that normally if you're going to jump into a show, you get at least 3 weeks of rehearsal, and this show I got 1 week of rehearsal and I was on stage the following week, but I get a chance to sing some amazing standards, and this is all music of the 1930s and 40s. Duke Ellington did all the arrangements, and Wynton Marsalis' band is up on stage featured. I get a chance to sing I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Stormy Weather, Zazu Zazz, which Cab Calloway made famous, and Sunny Side of the Street, and I get a chance to dance as well as sing and play up there with an incredible ensemble. So, yeah, I think it seems hard when you look at the schedule, but the music is pure joy. The energy is electric, and the talent is extraordinary. So it's really easy to jump on in and have a good time up there every night.
Well, I want to ask, is Wynton Marsalis one of the producers?
Yeah, he's the they did it, I think, at City Center 2 years ago. So this is, it's traveled its road from starting out as a concept to a Broadway show. And it's 90 minutes, no intermission, and from the very beginning of the downbeat, you're on a ride, and you can't really stop tapping your feet with the music. I mean, it's our history. It's our songbook. There's a reason why there's standards, because people sing along, and these are melodies that you can't get out of your head, and we're part of our legacy.
Exactly. And I want to also mention that the 17-man orchestra is called the Jazz at Lincoln Center All-Stars, which Wynton Marsalis has Jazz at Lincoln Center with club Dizzy's Coca-Cola Club, and he's going strong. He certainly brought jazz to the forefront. And also
getting a chance to see the normally when you go to see a musical, the orchestra is in a pit, so you can't even see where the musicians are. And this show, and After Midnight, you know, the band is part of the set. You can see and hear all the solos. And they're all extremely talented and also characters in themselves.
Right. The Jazz at Lincoln Center All-Stars, as you say, is right on the stage. They're part of the show.
That's right.
They're part of the show. Because when it ends, they also have their time to play at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And I also want to say that this show seems to be one that features various headliners with quite a few people having appeared, like Fantasia and Katie Lang and just before you, Tony Braxton and Kenny Babyface Edmonds, and now you for a limited engagement. Is that something that's going to continue, just giving artists an opportunity to be in the show?
Right. There is a slot called, you know, the special guest star. So, and the wonderful thing about the track, you know, where the special guest star performs is we all do the same 4 numbers, but we sing them in different keys. In my particular case, I dance, so I get a chance to do new choreography that's never been done by anybody else because it's part of what I wanted to do and part of my skill set. And I'm sure whoever comes, I think Fantasia's after me for a couple weeks, but whoever they get after that will, you know, will highlight what they do and bring their own particular talents and specialties to the role. And, you know, it's always a joy for me to be back on Broadway and do what I love.
Well, is Dooley Hill your leading man? Because he was there before with Fantasia. Is he back again?
Yeah, Dooley is back. He was away for a couple of weeks, and he will be back through the summer. And he's phenomenal. And, you know, people that know him from his television role might not realize he's such, you know, he started out on theater. He started out as a tap dancer. You know, he was in Tap Dance Kid. He was, you know, as a young tapper. So people that don't know him, I think, will be surprised at his talent as well. And he also sings Got the World on a String, which is fantastic. And you know, it's really an infectious show. You don't want to leave your seat once it's over.
Oh, tell me about it. I got tired just watching the tap dancer. I don't know if his name is Gary
right.
Grimes.
Exactly.
That's exhausting. I mean, everything is unique and different in that show, and I do encourage people to, again, as I said, it's at the Brooke Atkinson Theater on 47th Street off Broadway and 8th Avenue. And let's for a second just go back in your past. You did Ugly Betty, which, by the way, was quite the interesting. Well, she was kind of a witchy character. What was her name? Wilhelmina.
Mm-hmm. Wilhelmina Slater. Mm-hmm.
Wilhelmina Slater. But from there, you jumped into Desperate Housewives. Was that a big change for you to? Because I would think that if you play a character for quite some time, somehow that character sort of you take that character home with you, and then all of a sudden to now become a housewife from being
it's like going from, you know, one show to another show, whether you'd be, you know, it's a different role with different people, different ensemble, and different writers in a different feel. So it's, you know, I immerse myself in the world of a mode, which I was the, you know, creative director of that fictitious magazine, working with, you know, one group of people, and then, you know, dropped into Wisteria Lane with another whole group of people. You have different writings, different sensibilities, a different ambiance, and a different feel, and you play off people. So it's not, you know, I certainly did miss my family after 4 years or 4 seasons of Ugly Betty. I certainly missed going to work with them every day, but you know, I went from Ugly Betty, and I did a Broadway show in between Sondheim and Sondheim, and then went out to California to do a Desperate Housewives. So I think it's just a matter of immersing yourself in whatever you're into. It's like it's living in the moment. That's what you do as an actor. You take what you're given, and you immerse yourself into the surroundings, and that's the whole discipline of being an actor.
Well, do you still stay in touch with some of these people? Because as you say, they become your family, so to speak. 4 years is a long time to be
doing
the show.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm still in touch with, you know, my girlfriend's from second grade, so I have I definitely, there are some casts that are truly a family, and this particular cast in After Midnight, they welcomed me immediately, even during the rehearsal period, and couldn't wait for me to jump in, and I know that I'll be continuing, you know, some of these relationships after I leave after 6 weeks, but Ugly Betty was a really special time for all of us, and there's going to be a reunion in L.A. This weekend with most of the cast that can make it out there, but, you know, we have... Michael and Yuri and America Ferrera just came to my opening last week, and I'll see them very shortly. You know, I get a chance to text the girls from Desperate Housewives, you know, because you spend hours with these people, you have a lot of experiences together and a lot of downtime together to really bond as well.
Now, do you have to do, obviously this is a physically demanding show, so do you spend time getting prepared for that? Or do you have a physical regimen, for example?
Well, for this particular role, now that I'm singing again, I mean, when I did Trip to Bountiful, you know, it was a straight play, so you still have to keep your...
That was great, by the way.
Thank you so much. You know, you have to be mindful of your voice because that's your instrument and you're using it 8 shows a week. So as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'll be on vocal rest pretty much until I start warming up tonight for the show because I don't want to, you know, stress out my voice because my priority is making it sound as beautiful as I can each night. So you have to, you know, mind your instrument. With my dancing, I, you know, warm up. I went to the gym this morning just to stay fit, and then when you're in between projects, that's when you can kind of let it go. But you don't want to let it go too much, because then you've got more of a problem getting back into shape when the next gig comes along.
And I guess this will be my last question. What is on the roster after midnight?
When I finish after midnight on May 11th, I've got I'll be in Japan. I'm doing a 2-week tour in Osaka and Tokyo in Japan, and then I'm doing Trip to Bountiful out in L.A. We're going to be doing it at the Amundsen Theater in Los Angeles, and we start rehearsals in August, and we'll be opening in September, and that run will be until November 2nd. So we'll be back together again, you know, Miss Tyson and myself, and this time Blair Underwood will be playing Ludi, who did a spectacular job in the movie version that we did for Lifetime Television, which came out May 8th. So it'll be nice to play with all of them again.
Well, I want to thank you for being my guest on the show today, and I encourage people to make it down to the Brooks Atkinson Theater. Again, the address is 256 West 47th Street to catch Vanessa. And as she just said, she's in a limited engagement, and she will be there till May 11th. So got a little time, but get going.
All right.
And thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you so much.
For being my guest. And this is the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. As you know, my guest was Vanessa Williams. I'm Deirdre Shuley, your host, thanking my audience for making my show topically yours. I'm going to end the show with one of Vanessa's songs, which is Save the Best for Last.
Passion in your
You've been listening to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.